Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Red Barrett. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jansen moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Torgerson. Jansen scores. Rigney moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to home to get Rigney. Lockman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to third. Heath moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sockold pinch hits for Al Dark. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing shortstop. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Vern Bickford now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Cooper moves to third. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 2 in the game. Lark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen bunts for an out with unknown description. Lark moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti strikes out. One out. Danny Littlewiller pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Prendergast now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark juggles the ball. That's an error on Lark. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Torgerson moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holmes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank McCormick pinch hits for Sibby Cisti. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Jim Prendergast. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stanky is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.